I am Phil Nee with sports. Brooke Mosier, originally from Waterloo, Wisconsin, is now regarded as one of the top volleyball players in Wisconsin history after her college years at Illinois and later as a member of the Final Four University of Pittsburgh volleyball team. One of the top setters in the history of the state, Mosier has made her presence felt on the national stage. She also appeared in the Major League Volleyball Finals with the Omaha Supernovas. She's now giving back to the sport that has given so much to her. Brooke has been the guest clinician at the Richland Center Hornet 31st Volleyball Camp, and I had a chance to chat with her yesterday.
You can pretty much teach everyone the same thing, and maybe just for littler ones, they're maybe catching it a little bit more and getting just that motion down, working on their coordination. And then up to the older girls, it's just a little bit more advanced, but it's all still the same stuff.
At what point in your career did you become a setter? Were you always a setter, or did you play a different position?
I really started kind of specializing in setting when I was 14, but I still pretty much played setter, outside, right side, DS, all the way up until I was a sophomore in college. So I've done it all.
Were you ever, you specialized in volleyball. Did you play other sports at times or not?
Yeah, growing up, I pretty much did every sport you could think of. And then in high school, I did a little bit of basketball and track.
Okay. I think sometimes, you know, you get caught up in that specialization, but it's also good to go out and have some fun sports, too, that maybe aren't the ones that you have your heart into, right?
Yeah. Doing different sports, I mean, you meet new people because not every person does the same sport. You make a lot of new friends. You learn new ways to use your body, which then can be translated back into volleyball.
So you had a great year last year. Tell me what that was like to be in the Final Four and to see that level.
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, that's something I've always dreamed of being able to go to the Final Four. And there's no one else I would have rather gone with than with that Pitt volleyball team. And being able to play in that arena with that many fans, everyone kind of cheering with different people. And again, a lot of my family and friends were there, which is really awesome too.
Yeah, what is that like when you go out there? The nerve level has to be just amazing. And at what point in the match does it just become a regular match?
Yeah, especially at Pitt, we kind of focused on a lot of visualization. So we would, before every game, we would close our eyes, and then our coach would be like, okay, imagine you're on the court, game's about to start, you're doing your first serve, first dig, first set, whatever, so that when you're on the volleyball court, it's kind of like you already played the game. So those nerves are getting calmed in that way already, but obviously when you get there, it's a little bit different, but just doing that little extra thing always helps.
Tell us about what it was like to see, because you set to some pretty elite players, including the player who might be the player of the year coming up this year. Tell us what that's like.
Yeah, Olivia Babcock is just an absolute amazing human and athlete. So being able to just kind of chuck her up any ball that I could and her being able to get kills no matter what was really awesome. And again, I just love being able to see all of my teammates succeed, and Olivia's succeeded at everything she's done. So,
did you play against the Wisconsin Badgers during your career?
I have a couple times while I was at Illinois. Being able to play at the field house a couple times was great. Always got a lot of friends and family. I was always asking my teammates for any extra tickets they could possibly give me. I'd always be asking for like 30 tickets, which is a lot. In our time, they were like, Brooke, you're crazy. But I always had a lot of people there. Tried to get as much orange as I could in those red gyms. Yeah.
Did you ever give a thought to playing for Wisconsin or not?
Kind of, a little bit in the transfer portal, but I thought I'd give Pitt a try, maybe try going a little bit farther away from home for once, and it's a great choice.
So. Uh-huh. The setter has to know the game so well. I mean, you're kind of like a catcher in baseball or a point guard in basketball. You got to kind of know what's going on all the time. Do you think setters make better coaches when they get done with their playing days or not?
Yeah, I think setters definitely have a good insight to what everyone's doing. You know, they're watching everyone hit. They're watching everyone pass the ball to them. And obviously, they're setting. They see what the blockers are doing on the other side. So they really do have to know everything that's going on at all times.
Conversation recorded yesterday at Richland Center High School Fieldhouse with Brooke Mosier, who's now a professional women's volleyball player. Night League Home Talent Baseball. Tonight, it's Arena at home against Belleville. That's a 7 o'clock start time for the Night League game. First round of the Night League tournament. Also tonight, Poinette at Reedsburg, Mesa Mania at Evansville, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb at Verona, and Wisconsin Dells at Ashton. The Padres swept the Brewers by taking an 11-inning walk-off win 4-3 yesterday. Starter Dustin May went the first seven, holding San Diego to a single run and four hits. Relievers Chad Patrick and Aaron Ashby gave up the tying run in the ninth. Then the Padres scored twice in the 11th to claim the win. Antonio Senzatella gave up the loss. Milwaukee got a home run from catcher Gary Sanchez, but was held to five hits. It doesn't get any easier. Shane Drouin will start tonight's first game of a four-game weekend series in Los Angeles. At the same time, the Cubs were winning by a final of 12-6. Atlanta 6-3 over the Mets. Miami 8, Pittsburgh 2. Colorado 6-4 over Arizona. St. Louis 7, Philadelphia 1. In the American League, Minnesota 7, Baltimore 5. Tampa Bay 8-4 over the Athletics. Cleveland 6, Detroit 4. Toronto 6-4 over Boston. The Yankees 10, Seattle 5. The Angels 5-2 over Texas. Interleague play, Houston 2-1 over San Francisco. The White Sox 5, Cincinnati nothing, and the Dodgers beat Kansas City 4-2. Tonight's preseason opener at Pittsburgh presents opportunity for players like Anthony Campbell. The 25-year-old edge rusher was not drafted in 2025 after not having much of a college career at Miami. He has been one of the most disruptive defensive players in the first 2 weeks of training camp for the Packers. Campbell had five batted passes in four practices and won all four of his chances in the one-on-one pass rushing drill. He's not guaranteed a roster spot yet, but a good performance in preseason games would be a good first step. Training camp is a good bonding time, according to Coach Matt LaFleur, as the team all stays together.
I do think it's a little bit different now if we were to go off-site. Yeah, then I think you get a ton of benefit from that. But being that we are here, you know, those guys have no choice but to go back to the dorms. Like, I was in L.A., we did the same thing. We went down to Orange County, and you go back to the room, you hang out with the guys, and I think it could be a little bit different here in regards to some of these guys, especially with, I don't know if you've seen the number of guys that are our fathers now, but there's a lot of babies around practice, and I think a lot of these guys, based on the time limits or whatever, the camp's not like what it used to be when you were here at 7 in the morning till after 9 o'clock at night, where they would just go back and go to bed. I think we get out a lot of times 6 or 6:30, and these guys would go home and then just go back to go to sleep.
During his press conference yesterday, Matt LaFleur spoke about the new NFL rule change for the coming season, in which the red flag challenge flag can be delegated to another member of the staff.
The NFL says that they're going to allow head coaches to delegate the throwing of the red challenge flag. Do you enjoy that too much to give it up, or what's your thought process?
I probably should give it up based on past actions. So, no, I'll probably hold the challenge flag.
Do you feel good about it?
If not, it's going to be Joe McKillop.
Do you feel good about your process? I mean, obviously, Connor's really been good for you.
I think, yes. Where it gets challenging is if you leave, and go to the if you go talk to the quarterbacks or receivers or whoever, somebody on offense, when the defense is out there and you have a bang-bang play, you got to – but Connor's usually in my ear – and then you just have to have urgency to get up there and throw the flag.
Did you used to have Rich kind of watch the line if you had to go back and...
No, it's always been Connor.
Matt LaFleur at his press conference yesterday. And Wisconsin native J.J. Watt will replace Tony Romo on the number one NFL announcing team for CBS Sports. Romo was suspended after being arrested on DWI charges last month. Watt will work with Jim Nance and Tracy Wolfson. He has been employed by CBS following a 12-year pro career that included selection as NFL Defensive Player of the Year three times. His first game will be September 13th. When the Packers take on the Vikings. I am Phil Nee with sports.